We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
What was that? Oh, I said hello. Wow, I really can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Hello.
I think it like cut out maybe. You said hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know why I started whispering.
I don't either, but that's okay.
Should we talk normal?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't think people would enjoy a whole episode of us whispering.
But some people like it, I think.
It's ASMR.
Mm-hmm. Asthmer.
Asthmer. Do you enjoy asthmer?
One time, there was some sort of women's, wellness workshop or something. And there was a room that was, an ASMR room. And then a woman was in the room and she would bring things to my ear and be like, this is a brush from MAC Cosmetics. And it has really stiff bristles at the top and a wood base. And then would tap on it in my ear. Mm-hmm. And then she'd rub the brush on my arm and be like, does that feel nice? And I'm like, it does feel nice. And I mean, the tactile part was nice because it was tinkly feelings. But then I was like, well, do I want this random lady doing that or my lover? It was it wasn't sexual, but I was it could. Why is she touching me so softly? I guess that could be a thing that people want from anyone. And not necessarily someone who might do more stuff to them.
Sounds like a threat. Somebody who might do more stuff to them.
I guess like,
oh my
sexually.
God, are you going to do more stuff to me?
Is this going to lead to more stuff?
The next time I hook up with someone, I'm going to scream it. I'm gonna, right in their face. Is this going to lead to more stuff? And I'm going to see how well they take it. And if they don't take it well, I guess
I'll no more stuff.
Yeah, I guess no more stuff. Or I'd be like, oh, I can quiet down. Was it the loudness you didn't like?
Yeah, you got to be like, it's going to lead to more stuff.
Yeah. Will this lead to more stuff? Oh, God. I'm the least sexiest person I know. And that's okay with me.
Okay. Are you forcing that to be okay with me?
Okay,
I feel like you really yelled that at me. Okay. All right.
Is this going to lead to more stuff to share?
Not now. Not anymore.
Oh, I want another tattoo really bad.
Didn't you just get one? Or was the last one you got with me?
The last one I got was with you. And that was maybe a year ago.
Really?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I guess, yeah, maybe it was a year ago. I don't remember. It feels like yesterday and also years ago.
Okay, here's the thing. It's 2023. That feels crazy. Insane to me. I was like, 2020 was just around the river bend. And there was a whole 2021, a whole 2022, and we are midway through 2023. It's going to be 2024.
Ew.
Isn't that nuts?
That's freaking nuts, dude.
Truly so wild. I don't know what to do. Time won't stop.
It never will. I keep referring to things that are from the early 2000s as the 90s, because that feels right. Like, I'm like, yeah, from the 90s. And I'm like, oh, no, wait. I guess it's the 2000s. I guess I've lived many decades.
What are you referring to?
What was it?
Seventh Heaven? Because that's definitely the 2000s. You talking to somebody about Seventh Heaven?
I assure you I wasn't.
Okay. Just making sure.
I don't know what I was talking about, but I was just saying something from the 90s. And I was like, I guess it wasn't 90s. I guess it was the 2000s.
I mean,
I don't know what that is. It just feels like I'm omitting a decade because I don't want to believe I've been alive that long.
It is truly wild. It's like when you go to Target and you're like, oh, I wore all of this in high school and now it's back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about it because I can wear whatever I want now because I don't have parents. Nobody tells me what to do. I'm a grown up. I'm going to buy those Steve Madden slides. You remember those? Yeah. I bought them. But it does make me feel so old to be like, oh, it's all just back.
It's all just back. You know what I don't want to come back is like the tops of thongs coming out of.
Why not?
It just looks so trashy.
Oh my word. I love it. And I want it to come back. And I want them to make it in plus size. And I don't think they will. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to say, keep your underwear under your clothes, fatty, which is rude. I want people to know I'm wearing underwear.
I have multiple layers on.
Multiple. I don't have pussy just grinding on denim. I'm wearing underwear.
But like, not really. Like a thong under jeans? What are we doing? Like, what is the benefit of that? It's not even... Like, my mind, the purpose of a thong is like no panty lines, but your cooch is still covered. But in jeans, you're going to see panty lines anyway. I guess unless they're like super tight.
I guess. Is that that's what thongs are... That it's for no panty lines?
That's what I thought. I guess there could be other reasons, but I don't know.
I'm not a thong wearer.
I really only wear thongs when I don't want to show a panty line.
Have we talked about thongs on this show?
Probably, but maybe not in depth.
Not a thong person. My butt's too big. It gobbles up fabric. So I have to wear some sort of full brief, you know?
Full brief.
Because it's not a full brief on me because my butt will eat the fabric. It's so hungry back there. It's going hum, hum, hum.
Like a hungry, hungry hippo.
Yes, that's what I have behind me. A hungry, hungry hippo. And instead of marbles, it's fabric. I just remember the first thong I ever got. It was silver with ladybugs on it. I still have it. I stole it from a store. Because my mother wouldn't buy me a thong. And I said, I will have a thong. And then I put it on and I was like, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Also, I feel like maybe my mom told me this or this was like lore. But I feel like when I was younger, I was told thongs can give you yeast infections. But I feel like that's like not real.
I think that's not real. I think your mom was trying to cock block, trying to keep you from being a fast little girl. Because that's what my mom said. My mom was like, thongs are for fast little girls. And I was like, what if I want to go fast? What if I'm Sonic? What if I
try to zoom, zoom?
I'm trying to zoom, zoom, trying to have a nice time. But yeah. I don't wear them. And then people who don't wear underwear, I don't understand that either. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, what? Like, you're just walking around in a dress with no underwear? That's truly wild to me.
It's wild to me too. Cause also just like, what if you get moist down there?
Yeah. What if you get horny?
Yeah. And then you're just like, what? Dripping wet?
Dripping everywhere. Oh my God. Did you hear about the woman who had an orgasm at like the Philharmonic or like a symphony?
No. Like an audible one?
Yes. Apparently a very loud orgasm during like some symphony, like the maybe it was in New York. I don't remember it. Wait, it was here? It was here in LA?
I was just reading about it. Let me pull something up. But it was at the LA Philharmonics with, I think, at the Disney Concert Hall.
No!
I'm assuming that's where they performed. And it was to Tchaikovsky, which that's wild. Funny just to me. That's like Christmas music to my mind.
That's truly wild. Apparently they didn't stop and she just had a full-blown orgasm.
Was so like she was being so moved by the music?
I guess attendees of the Los Angeles Philharmonic recent concert were startled by the sounds of a woman screaming and moaning midway through the show. I gotta say, this pandemic was good for no one. During the orchestra's performance of, how do I say that? Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony on Friday, the 28th of April at Walt Disney Concert Hall, several concertgoers claimed to have heard a person having a loud and full body orgasm. Everyone kind of turned to see what was happening. Molly Grant told the LA Times. Grant, who was seated in the balcony near the person who allegedly made the noise, said, I saw the girl after it happened and I assumed that she had an orgasm because she was breathing heavy and her partner was smiling and looking at her. Like an effort to not shame her.
Soon after the event, others shared their experiences on Twitter. Went to see LA Phil play. A woman in the audience had a loud full body orgasm. Band politely carried on. Props to the LA Phil. Is this a video? Did they record it?
Oh my gosh, I think someone audio.
Audio. Yeah. We gotta play it.
All right, here we go. We'll see if this is actually it.
Oh my God. That also sounds like she was being attacked.
Yes, that is truly the wildest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow. Do we think she was being fingered? Or was she just, was it the music taking over?
I wonder. I hope she wasn't being fingered at the Philharmonic.
I mean, like, that's like funny. I could see a couple being like, wouldn't this be funny?
Let's get nasty at Disney Concert Hall at the Philharmonic.
But then, like, yeah, the seats are close. It's not like you're like, you're next to another person. So that would be really crazy.
I don't think she was fingered because I think the reports would be like, this woman was being fingered by someone sitting near her. I think like they're like, yeah, she just had a full body orgasm. I would love to be moved by music that much, you know? I would love to hear a piano, some strings, and just be like, whoa, 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 whoa. That would be fun. Music's everywhere in the world. What a treat that would be.
Also, that was loud.
It was so loud. Wait, can we hear it again? That really got me good.
like that is echoing?
Well, it's made for like music to bounce around, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true.
Oh God, what a treat to be alive right now. Like if that happened, I don't know, in the 1920s, it would be like hearsay, but we have audio of a woman just having a nice time.
It's also so unfortunate that it was like during a pause in the music. It like timed out perfectly where there was no music happening. Are there more? Like,
More?
Oh, I checked in with someone who works at the LA Phil and they confirmed, one, this happened. Two, the orchestra did not stop playing. Three, that it was Tchaikovsky's Fifth.
God, that's so funny. We're living in the dumbest of times. Wow. Oh my God, how funny. Oh my God. I guess I gotta get me to a Philharmonic performance.
I mean,
see what's up.
They're orgasmic.
Honestly, it's good. I think it's good for like people to like have the Philharmonic in their brains as a thing they can go do, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I forget about them all the time. I forget about the Philharmonic. They're right here.
They're right here.
Right here.
I've actually never been. I'd love to go.
No, but you have seen them play.
Oh, that's right. Because we played at during Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Black Forever. No, Wakanda Forever. What's
Black
it called?
Forever.
Or wait, Wakanda. No, the first one's just called Black Panther.
Black Panther.
And the yeah, second so the one is Wakanda Forever. Fair.
Yes.
Can I tell you a
Black
secret?
Black Forever.
Uh-huh. Black Forever. I haven't finished the second one yet.
Oh, but wait. How did you watch it?
Well, I started on a plane, fell asleep, deplaned, went and did my business, got back on the plane, started it again, fell right asleep, got off the plane, got home, turned on Disney Plus, started again, fell asleep, turned on Free Guy. I couldn't, for whatever reason, I was like, who are these water people? What is this water kingdom?
But I was enraptured by the water kingdom.
It was like, too much.
I mean, I guess it's a whole other world, but I was like, first of all, the bad guy does it for me. What's his name?
He's hot. I don't know. But he's very, very sexy. Him, mm-hmm. I enjoyed. I think I was just like mad that the water people just didn't have a whole movie.
Yeah. Give me watch a whole movie of the water people. Namor.
Give me a whole Namor movie, mm-hmm. because the backstory was very rushed, mm-hmm. and then throw them in to be the enemy or whatever. But I was like, I barely know these people.
I was supposed to be invested in 15 minutes?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. We'll see more of them, I'm sure.
Are they going to get their own movie?
This I don't know. They should. That'd be cool.
I think they should, too. Because then I'd be into it. But I was just like, okay, we're on land. Now we're in water and we have to go back to the land. What if I don't want to?
Let me be in the water a little longer.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I loved Avatar Way of the Water so much, because we really stayed in the water.
For so long. Maybe 30 minutes too long, to be honest.
Listen, I loved when the movie just wasn't a movie and you were just watching people fish. I was like, this is great.
Yeah, I was like, there's no story anymore. I'm just now watching them swim with whales.
Loved it. And then I love that the whales had a backstory.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. They have music and poetry.
Yes. That was, the way it's brought up is pretty funny. Like, all of a sudden they're like, the whale told me this. I was like, wait, what?
Yes.
Movies. I'm upset I haven't seen what did I want to see? Oh, I wanted to see the Mario Brothers movie and I haven't seen it yet.
I want to see it too.
Should we go see it when we go to the mall?
Oh yes, let's do that.
Oh my God. Let's start off at the Galleria, do a couple of laps, and then walk on over across the street to the Americana and watch the movie.
We're going to mall hop.
It's going to be great. And then maybe we can do an escape room, because there's an escape room at the Galleria.
So many activities.
We are spending the day at the mall. Yeah, it was so dumb. I texted you. I was like, hey, do you want to go to a mall? And you were like, do you have things to pick up? And I was like, no, I just want to be in a mall.
So, yeah, I never think to just like go to the mall anymore, because I don't get things from the mall.
Nobody does. Everybody orders things. But I feel like we're going to come full circle in a couple of years where people are going to be like, you know how like you can shop at home? What if you could go to a bunch of different stores and see everything in person and try it on before it gets to your home? That's what I really think the mall rebrand is going to be like. And I think people are going to be like, oh my God, you don't
go to a place? Yeah.
And I
would prefer it.
I would prefer it too. And I think malls are not going to be anchored by department stores. I think they're going to all be anchored by Targets and Walmarts.
Ooh.
Because then people are like, oh, let's go to Target. Wait a minute. Let's go to Spencer's or whatever else is in the mall. And I'll tell you something. I was recently in a mall and I spent $85 at Spencer. Joke's on me. I gave them real money.
What did you get at Spencer's? Whoopee cushions?
Oh, you better believe I got a reusable Sonic the Hedgehog sippy cup. It's like not a sippy cup. It's like an adult size, but I fill it up with ice and water and I drink out of it. And that's how I'm getting my liquids in. Oh, wow. I bought a shirt that said sluts. I bought another shirt that said Hooters. I bought another shirt that's like an X-Men shirt. And then I bought some candy because I got fun candy.
I mean, that's a good haul.
Thank you. I was like pretty happy about it.
I kind of get exhausted when I shop in malls. I don't know if it's the air or lack of it, or I don't know. Something about walking around in multiple stores and in a mall. At the end of the day, I'm like, I'm fucking beat.
Yeah, but you feel like you did something. You load up your car with a bunch of bags. And then you bring the bags inside and you hide them from someone you live with. And then you try everything on and you put it surreptitiously in your closet so it doesn't look like you've bought more things. And then you quietly fold up the bags and take them out to the trash so nobody sees them in the inside trash.
Okay, so this sounds like a different
thing. I love malls.
Where are you hiding your shopping from people?
When I was younger, went to the mall and like, bought things or shoplifted things, I would have to hide it from my mom so she didn't know I got new things and ask me where I got the money for it. Because I'd be like, I didn't get no money.
Didn't need it.
Didn't need it.
Five-finger discount.
Right. Out. And I don't do it anymore. I don't advocate for stealing, although I'm like, these corporations make so much money. And the people at the top make so much money. Well, what if you steal a little something or other?
Just a little something or
just
other.
Just a candle, maybe. I'll tell you something, self-checkouts, I'm taking, you trust me to self-checkout, I'm taking things.
Yeah, it is pretty dumb.
It's so
dumb. They don't check your receipt when you walk out the door.
Sure don't. And you know what I got last time I self-checked out when I was in Chicago? Two onions for my grandpa for free.
You stole onions?
Not one, but two.
Who are you, Aladdin?
Yes. Yes, I am. I am.
Street rat?
Yeah. Street rat. I don't buy that. That's me. But my grandpa also, I was like, can you like chill out? As we were leaving, I handed him the receipt of what I did pay for. And he was like, that was so cheap. And I was like, you better shut up before someone comes over. And they're like, it was cheap because these two onions aren't on the receipt. But it's fun. It's fun to trick the little wait station.
I know someone who would buy things from Whole. They were banned from Whole Foods because they kept ringing things up as bananas.
That's
like getting like full groceries and then leaving, and then they got caught, and then they were banned.
That's, I mean, a little extreme, I think. Ooh, can I tell you something that I had from Irwin? I had that Hailey Bieber smoothie.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, Hailey Bieber at Irwin has a smoothie that is $20, but is very delicious.
Like it's pre-made?
No, I don't know how it became the Hailey Bieber smoothie. That's a tongue twister. Hailey Bieber smoothie? No, it's not. I was just having trouble on the first time. I don't know how Hailey Bieber.
Not really a tongue twister.
It isn't. I don't know how Hailey Bieber got a smoothie at Irwin, but it's there. Wait, Kimmy, can you? Yeah, okay.
Oh, so Hailey Bieber strawberry glaze skin smoothie.
It has mock almond milk, no neocell hydrolic acid, Harry's berries, strawberries, avocado, dates, maple syrup, vital proteins, vanilla collagen, vanilla stevia, Irwin sea moss, Zuma Valley coconut cream, homemade strawberry glaze, and bananas. No substitutions, and it's $17.
Whoa.
But I don't understand.
I didn't know you could drink hyaluronic acid.
I also didn't know that, and I didn't know that was in it until I got it, or until I read that right now.
This collaboration comes at the same time as the launch of Bieber's skincare line, Rhodes Skin, and a portion of smoothie proceeds will benefit Robb School Memorial Fund to provide assistance to family impacted by the, how did you say that? Uvalde, Texas tragedy?
That's according
to Bieber's Instagram. That is nice. So, okay, so it's $17, but a chunk of that went to help people. So that's nice.
That is nice. And let me tell you, it's delicious. I loved it.
And it sounds like it's good for your skin.
I hope so. Do I look better?
especially when you make your eyes that big, yes.
Oh, it was so expensive. It travels well. I drank half of it, put the rest in the refrigerator, and it kept. It didn't get all like loose and nasty.
Ooh.
It held its smoothie form. It's probably all that acid in it.
It's probably all that acid, yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Have you ever been to Irwin?
I actually don't think I have. I don't really buy food.
No, you don't. Also, I may have to stop buying food. I did it bad. I bought just so much chicken. Chicken, because I was going to make it and eat it for the week or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, I don't have time to make this chicken. I'm going out to dinner the next 3 nights. So then I put the chicken in the freezer. And then I took it out of the freezer and put it in the refrigerator to defrost. But then I left it in there for a week. And then I was like, I don't know if this chicken's good. So I put it back in the freezer. I don't think I can eat that chicken. What are chicken rules?
I don't know. Like, if you defrost it once, you have to eat it? Or because it was only, how long was it defrosted?
For like a week.
Oh, then I think it's done.
It's done. Okay. I also bought shrimps and did the same thing with them.
That definitely has to go, yeah.
Okay. It's tough out here in these streets.
It's tough.
But I don't want to, I guess I should wait till trash day to throw the chicken out in the trash outside. Because I don't want to be the smelly chicken house.
You don't want to be the smelly chicken house.
People knocking also, on my door being like, what?
Isn't your trash can lid broken? Like, you don't want like a coyote crawling in there trying to get a piece of chicken.
Okay, so my lid is more than broken. It doesn't exist. It got banged right off. And and I need to like ask the city for a new lid. But yeah. My trash cans are so close to the street that people throw their dog shit in there. And when there was a lid, people wouldn't open the lid. They would just throw it into my fucking driveway. So I was like,
oh my God.
I guess I'll just not have a lid.
They would throw it in your driveway? That's crazy.
Yes. Isn't that nuts? Terrorists.
Terrorists
living among us. And then my mailman has decided to sometimes drop packages by the trash cans, and then I don't see them. And I think I need to put a sign down there that's like, please don't drop that down there.
Please
I'll never see
my
it.
Door. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, what was the thought process? She needs this. She'll never see it. This is a good spot.
I drove down the street in my neighborhood today, and some people have new trash and recycling bins. And I still have my stinky old ones.
I gotta get a new one.
But it was like so many new ones that it looked like this just happened. Like a truck just like came by and dropped off a bunch of new ones. So I feel like maybe I'm gonna get a new one, but maybe I have to check.
I don't know.
I don't be the only one with an old ass trash can.
Yeah,
I want
it'll
a
be
new
the
one.
Talk of the neighborhood. They'll be like, ugh.
Ew.
She is old and nasty.
Her recycling is still gray.
Oh, they changed colors?
Yeah, now all the bins are black. And then for recycling, the lid is blue. And I think for trash, maybe the lid is black or something. And maybe for the green stuff, it's green. But all the actual bins are black.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting thing. Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I don't think I like just a colorful lid. I want my whole can to be a color.
Yeah, I did like the whole can being a color, but they do look so nice and new.
I had a wheel broken off mine and I requested a new bin and they were like, what's wrong with it? And I was like, the wheel broke off and they were like, we will bring you a wheel. They wouldn't
just
bring me
a
new
wheel?
Bin. And they...
What?
It, was put on, but they wouldn't bring me a brand new one.
Oh, that's really funny. We'll bring you one wheel.
You can have one wheel. Or maybe it was the lid. I don't remember. It was some part of the trash can that I needed a new part, and they didn't replace the whole thing. And I thought that was wild.
My recycling bin is all fucked up. It looked like someone hit it with their car. I don't know what happened. And to the point where my neighbor across the street, I actually texted my neighbor because there is some loud ass bird making so much noise really late at night. And I thought it was maybe fake because it was making all the bird noises. It was like, it was like a car alarm. I was like, this is not real. There's no way this one bird is making all these sounds consistently at 3 a.m. And I could hear it in my house. Like, it was like, it sounded like it was on my neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. And I could hear it across the street in my house in the back room with all the doors closed. And so I texted my neighbor because I was like, maybe he has some sort of like fake bird sounds that mm-hmm. are on his house, which I don't know what the point would be to deter intruders. I don't know. But I was
I don't know.
I was like, it sounds like something someone installed on their house. So I texted my neighbor and I was like, hey, just got back to LA. Have you been hearing an increase in bird noises late at night? Thinking he'd be like, oh, it's this alarm thing that I installed. But instead he was like, yeah, I've been hearing them. I think the birds are just out more now. Also, your recycling bin is messed up. And the wheel's like off the axle. Do you want me to fix that? And I was like, oh, okay, thanks about the birds. And no, don't do anything to my recycling bin. I'll figure it out.
That's pretty funny. He was like, you shouldn't be concerned about the birds. What you need to be concerned about is your fucked up recycling can.
Yeah, I hate looking at it. It's really gnarly. And that the birds are birds. Get over it.
I love that you texted your neighbor about bird noises.
Well, because I was really convinced he was doing it. I thought he had installed something on his house to make bird noises. And because it didn't make sense otherwise, because it was only one bird and no other birds. I was like, that doesn't make sense.
That's very funny.
But I think it is, in fact, one bird.
And is it every night?
So far, yes.
Oh, no.
But I've also, because I was listening during the day, too, because I was like, is this a real bird? But there are birds that do that wacky ass succession of noises one after the other, but they just do it during the day when the other birds are chirping, so it sounds normal. But when it's individualized late at night, it sounds really wild.
I wonder if that bird is like doing a mating call and it's like, I'm horny, I'm trying to fuck, and everyone's like, bitch, shut up.
Yeah, we're asleep. It needs to do it during the day. Why are you trying to mate at 4 a.m.?
Because she's trying to get her sneaky link. She doesn't want her bird husband to find out.
He's going to. She's loud.
Oh, that's funny. Maybe they live in the next town over and she comes to this town to...
Oh, no.
To find some bird strange.
Mm-hmm.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever.
With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Should we take a quiz?
Yeah.
Or do Zillow for a Dillo? What do you want to do?
We could do Zillow for a Dillo.
All right. Zillow for a Dillo. House number one is called The Bunker.
Oh. No.
And just a reminder, I'm going to show you two. I will try to go quickly and you guys can just describe what you're seeing. And then at the end, you choose which one you would choose if you had to.
Okay, so this is in Washington State.
Uh-huh.
It is. These look like they were, what do you call them? Grain silos?
Sashir, no, I don't know. What's a grain silo?
Something that houses grains. It's like a big old tin can.
I've never heard of a grain silo. These look like big tin cans to me. Like corn comes in, but like a thousand times the size of corn would be.
Mm-hmm. It's for 1.6 million, three beds, one bath, 1,300 square feet. And they are all connected, I guess.
Yeah, okay. And there's three outside doors, which is wild. Okay, so this kitchen is nuts. It's the inside of a tin can. They don't have nothing else going on.
They didn't put new walls in here.
No, but they hung pictures on this tin can.
And also deer.
There's a lot of antlers.
There's a deer head, two antlers, not attached to deer, and a boar's head.
And they have a stainless steel refrigerator, stainless steel little carts with wood tops. They love stainless steel
walls.
And okay. Then they have a TV in the kitchen. Who's watching TV in the kitchen?
Oh, there's deer. A gun. Okay.
There's guns. And I think.
Oh, no, there's a deer. There's a gun handle to the door. The door handle is a rifle.
Oh, yeah. A man must live here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Individual recliners. That's a man's pad. And I think there's tools.
There's absolutely a tool room. Man cave.
And then lofted beds.
Yeah, with golf clubs. So many golf clubs.
Too many golf clubs. Yeah, a man lives here. Oh, you got a dirt bike for manly adventures. This is the weirdest house I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, there's an outdoor shooting range.
Oh my goodness. And a stocked pond? What does that mean?
Is that 386 acres? a phenomenal hunting ground with an abundance of game available all year round. This property is perfect for outdoor enthusiasts, from the stocked pond and outdoor shooting range with targets up to 1 mile to the fully improved grain bins.
You were right.
See, grain bins that make an ideal entertainment venue. With state-of-the-art security system equipped with cameras and smart home management system in place, you can ensure your safety and peace of mind. Wherever you are, the property generates income from pasture, rent, and crop production. Oh, shit, you get a farm? Which makes it... why didn't they show pictures of that? Do they have pictures of the farm? Or just the grain silos? It's really in the middle of nowhere. I would be terrified to be here.
No, I couldn't do that. Oh, there's the pond.
There's the pond. Looks sick.
It does look pretty sick.
like not well. Damn, there's a lot of land. No, I would not feel safe here.
No, you couldn't pay me to live there. The pond is... Okay, so it accommodates up to 6 people, providing you with the ultimate rural experience. The pond is stocked with bass and is engineered to never freeze.
Engineered?
Isn't that crazy?
That seems wrong.
There's a heater in there. Is it like a pool? They put a heater?
Or there's chemicals in there? Why doesn't it freeze? Something's wrong.
Weird. I don't... Maybe they put that goop that's in, like, you know those, like, ice packs that are just kind of always... They're never hard?
Yeah.
And there's liquid in there?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the pond's made out of.
And there's bass?
You can't eat the bass.
Yeah. They're radioactive, but they're there.
Okay, this is house number 2, The Brass, in Berkeley, California. It's $1.997 million, 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom, 4,083 square feet.
Oh, no.
This house is wild. It looks like trumpets are coming out of the side of it.
Oh.
And then, ugh.
Wait.
And then, okay, so it looks like they turned a garage into, like, more living space, because there's definitely garage doors, and there's
also looks like there's, like, what are those, golf tees? Those little, the things that you put a golf ball on top of?
It does look like they've decorated the home, the outside of the home, with a golfing pick.
And or nails. I hate this house.
Is nasty.
Why did they do this? They made the whole house look like an instrument.
Oh my God. It's okay. Those flumes are more golf tees.
Oh, it's just all golf tees?
This is a golf themed home.
Gross.
Nasty.
The inside's not bad.
The inside is fine.
Gold accent. It's like kind of looks like a hotel.
Yeah, it's gray. It's fucking shades of gray, white, and black. I will never, ever get used to seeing such boring homes. Like this, they managed to make a golf outside themed home boring on the inside.
Boring on the inside.
Where's the green? Where's more golf stuff? I don't know.
They do have, like, a lot of wavy gold. There's, like, spiral staircases, which are kind of annoying, honestly. Why would you have a spiral staircase under your house?
So you get dizzy when you get upstairs.
They're so annoying to me. Yeah. Carpeted spiral staircase.
Yeah. This house has too many compartments.
Ooh,
and then a circular bed.
Bedroom?
Listen, I like a circle bed. That's fun.
I think I would get confused.
Yeah, that's why I think it would be fun. Oh,
a black bathroom.
Black bathroom with tiny, not penny rounds, but like tiny squares and gold. This is a nasty house. Ugh, a pool table. Ugh. Ugh. Nasty black floors. Ugh. And I have to choose between these two nasty houses. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the 1985 Tunnel Road, the saxophone house.
Oh,
so maybe the house is supposed to be a saxophone.
Okay.
Designed by Ace Architects, is a stunning piece of art featuring some of the most whimsical looks. Built in 1996 for an amateur jazz player. First of all, they're an amateur jazz player and you're committing that hard to making your house into a saxophone. You're not even a professional.
Well, they're selling it, so I think they've moved on.
Mm-hmm. Can you see yourself hosting a grand party in this castle or enjoying an incredible sunset view from the deck? A must-see to appreciate. I guess so, because I'm looking at it now and I don't appreciate
it. Wild. Okay, if I had to choose, I would definitely live in the saxophone house over the fucking middle of fucking nowhere in a tin can.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hate the saxophone house, but I would rather live there because at least people could hear me if I scream. That
yeah.
That wilderness one scares me.
Yeah, your scream would be amplified through the plumes, the side silos. Of the house. Yeah. Ew, both those houses were nasty and I didn't
those
like it.
Gross.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Okay, should we answer some queries?
Let's help the people.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller. My name is Brady. I live in sunny Los Angeles. I'm actually on the 405 right now, but paying attention on my driving. Anyways, if you couldn't tell by the tone of my voice, I am a homosexual. And a lot of my close friends are, you know, straight guys that I'm really close with from college. And, you know, I've always been super out to them. Like, they're wonderful, like, great guys. I love them so much. The thing I wanted to kind of ask about, though, is just different levels of friends are not super comfortable talking about, like, relationship stuff, like, sort of unprompted. Like, my best friend in the world, I kind of had to drag it out of him when he started dating his girlfriend, because he mentioned her offhand, and I had to be like, whoa, hold the phone. You said this to me. Who is she? And it's something that I wish I'd be able to talk about them with them more, because, you know, with a lot of my gay friends or with a lot of my, you know, my girlfriends, both straight, lesbian, bi, all that, I'm able to really talk about dating and all that shit more. And, you know, part of me wonders if it's like worrying about referencing gay sex stuff, which talked a little bit about with them. I joke that I am the ambassador to gayness for them. But also, like, I don't know. It's just weird because I feel like that is something that I like talking about and want to be open about. And, you know, my friends aren't, which I understand. My roommate and good friend joked about me being nosy when I was asking about this stuff, which, you know, we kind of laughed off because he's not in my family, who can be very nosy. But, yeah, I just wanted to know, like, in y'all's experience, you know, with straight men or with other or otherwise, like, just sort of getting people to be more comfortable talking about topics that mean a lot to you. Because, I'm looking for love, and it's part of my life. It's something I want to talk about with everyone. Okay, love the podcast. To see her, both my parents are UVA alum, so, wahoo wah. And, thank you.
Wahoo wah.
Is that a UVA thing?
It is, yeah. That's like a chant at the school, wahoo wah.
Wahoo wah. Wahoo. I'd be like, guys, you're in college? Okay. This is tough for me because I feel like all the straight men I know will hang out with another straight man and I'll be like, what did y'all talk about? And they're like, nothing personal.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I think this might just be straight men. I don't think they really get that deep mm-hmm. about their relationships or much else at all. They can know yeah. someone for decades and have no idea that they're having problems in their marriage or whatever.
Yeah, maybe it's something like, oh, I'm being nosy because you're my friend and I'd like to know things about you. And I know that, like, I don't know, maybe bring up, be like, I know straight guys don't like talking about it, but like, maybe it'll be fun for us. Don't you want to just gab? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you could ask like specific questions about their relationships, but then maybe you would still be met with the you're being nosy energy. Mm-hmm. Part of me wants to say, like, I think you can't expect that kind of relationship with your straight male friends. I haven't seen it.
I also haven't seen it, but I do have some straight male friends that I will have like conversations with that are more interpersonal. I do think the next, like, okay, if you bring it up and you're like, tell me about the girl you're dating, da da da, and they're like, you're being nosy, be like, yeah, I'm gay. Tell me about your life. I think maybe that would be helpful. And then maybe they'd be like, oh, this is a man that I can talk to. I don't know.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, maybe they're like, because they don't share with other men what's going on with their lives, maybe because you're a man, they're like, yeah, nope. But maybe if you're like, no, I'm different.
Yeah, I'm not like those other men, you know?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, okay, I can share.
Yeah, and then maybe you'll break the cycle of straight men not talking about their feelings and all straight men will go get a gay friend and trauma dump on them. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Maybe men will learn how to open up. I don't know. I wish men wanted to open up. I wish we didn't socialize men to keep it all inside.
Yeah, I think it's like they're getting better. And then there are some men who just are naturally open, but I think it might be few and far between. Like, there's, like, men's groups that are created for men to feel safe to talk.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you find a men's group?
The internet?
Okay.
But, yeah, I think it's, like, a place for them to share feelings. And I'm sure there's, like, some sort of, like, self-development in there. But, like, that's how little they share in their lives. They have to go specifically searching for other men who are willing to share
wild
about themselves.
Ugh, I wouldn't wish masculinity on anybody.
I know.
Seems exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it would be easy if, I think, yeah, just like, I don't know, I'm not like other dudes. Let me just talk to me. You're my friend. I want to know about you.
Yeah. Or you share first. Maybe you share some stuff about your relationship. Maybe that would make them feel more comfortable opening up too.
Yeah.
Give it a try.
Judith, Kimmy, do you guys have any advice?
I think I'd just say, yeah, maybe try once to be like, hey, I really like to talk about like dating and life and what's going on. And I'd love to hear that about you. And if they like really don't bite, yeah, and you can't force it. They're not comfortable. It might be like a long journey, but I definitely know like got straight guys who do that or game for it. And then I know straight guys who are just like not into that. So it depends. But I think it's fair for you to say like, hey, this is how I show I care is I ask these questions. And then yeah, if they're not into it, they're not into it. But I don't think it's wrong for you to express that. I think that's really reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I definitely think keep your expectations low for straight men for sure. That's the smartest strategy. There's they need all the prayer and help they can get. But beyond that, I do like the idea of also asking, like, hey, I need advice on something. I'm thinking I might start dating again. What do you guys think? Just to kind of gauge their interest if you're wanting to open that up. If you want them to be a little bit vulnerable, make it kind of normalize being vulnerable with them if you trust them enough to do that. And maybe that will be, you know, reciprocated. And yeah, use your discernment because, you know, you don't need to share everything with all of your friends sometimes. You know, you can keep things to yourself. Or if you want to make sure you foster that community, then I say try and be a little bit vulnerable with them and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd also say if someone does like start maybe a tiny bit opening up, be very gentle. Just because I've heard stories from guys where they're like, they start toying with more emotional realness and someone will tease them. Not even like me, but like, I don't know, like with my female friends, I can tease them a little bit, but we're used to being emotionally vulnerable. So it's not sensitive. But like if someone's new to it and they get teased, it could shut it down. So just be like cognizant and gentle if someone does start doing that, because they might not be used to it. It might be oddly more sensitive to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I once had a straight man tell me his feelings and I laugh. And then I never heard them. No. It was funny. It was a funny feeling. No. And I never heard the end of it. So I think Kimmy is on to something. You cannot laugh at a straight man because I don't know.
Yeah, they start opening up. You just be like, sounds gay, dude.
Yeah, solved.
If you have any questions or queries or concerns or advice or anything, you can email NicoleLynnSashir@gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
Merch is something we have at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Transcripts are also something that we have for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Rate, review, and subscribe is what you have to do. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yes. Goodbye.
Signing off from sunny Los Angeles, it's been Nicole and
Sashir. I didn't know you weren't going to say my name.
Nah, ha, ha, ha. Keeping you on your toes.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.